Good morning. This is Dave Zinn with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Tuesday, February 11th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by MAP Brewing and PhD Skis. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. This morning, temperatures are in the single digits above and below zero. Winds are 15 to 20 miles an hour from the west and the northern ranges, and 5 to 15 miles an hour from the south around West Yellowstone and Cook City. 1 inch of new snow fell yesterday morning before snowfall tapered off. Winds will pick up today in the northern ranges from the west at 25 to 35 miles an hour. Near Cook City and West Yellowstone, winds will be 15 to 25 miles an hour from the west and southwest. High temperatures will be in the teens to low 20s. And tonight, the mountains around Cook City will get 4 to 6 inches of new snow. Around Bozeman and Big Sky, 3 to 5. And West Yellowstone will get a trace to 2 inches of new snow. Increasing winds today will form fresh drifts of snow from the 50 to 60 inches that fell last week and will crack an avalanche in steep terrain. While the new avalanche problem to watch out for today will be wind-drifted snow, we aren't out of the woods from the largest loading event of the year, 3 to 4.5 inches of snow water equivalent. It was just 24 hours ago that the mountains around Big Sky and Bozeman reported up to a foot of new snow. 2 days ago, Alex searched the Bridger Range for the fallout from the storm and said it would be easier to list the steep slopes that didn't avalanche than those that did. This included one avalanche in Truman Gulch that broke over a mile wide and a slide that broke naturally across Saddle Peak, failing 4 to 8 feet deep. Photos and reports continue to come in from observers in the northern Gallatin, Madison, and Bridger ranges documenting trees snapped off by the force of slides and huge debris piles far down in runout zones. Dangerous avalanche conditions continue today as increasing winds load slopes with fresh drifts of snow, and the snowpack slowly adjusts to snow from last week. Cautious route finding and conservative terrain choices are essential. Human-triggered avalanches are likely, and the danger is rated considerable on all slopes. While not a green light, the snowpack around Cook City and West Yellowstone is adjusting well to the 2 to 3 feet of snow last week, and the avalanche danger is coming down. Doug and I spent the last 2 days riding in the Lionhead and Southern Madison areas, and the most remarkable thing we saw was the significant lack of natural and human-triggered avalanche activity. We noted several avalanches within the new snow, and when wind picks up, there's a lot of ammunition to rapidly build drifts of snow that will avalanche under the weight of a skier or rider. In Cook City, observers reported similar conditions, noting avalanches failing during and immediately after the storm, breaking 2 to 3 feet deep, and sensitive wind drifts breaking 4 to 6 inches deep. Human-triggered avalanches are possible, and the danger is rated moderate. Assess the snowpack for instabilities, be obsessed with the consequences of slide before committing to avalanche terrain, and avoid steep slopes recently loaded by increasing winds. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form on the website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 406-587-6984.